Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for downloading The Rabbit Hole. I'm an adult. Catherine's an adult. We sometimes use adult language. It's not big. It's certainly not clever. But there are some swears in this. If you have children and you let them listen, well, that's on your conscience.
Ladies and gentlemen, live in London, it's The Rabbit Hole! What? What a lovely surprise. To see all you guys. When did you guys get here? Huh? About an hour ago. Thank you so much. We are coming live from a top secret, it is now, venue in London. Catherine, explain what it is we're here for, please. I'm Ian Lee, by the way.
And I'm Catherine Boyle.
The woman.
That'll do.
And I'm the man.
Apparently.
Well.
This is a live pre-recorded phone-in, Skype-in podcast, but also shout-in, because we've got people right in front of us here in the audience. Make yourselves heard.
Sounded a little bit sarcastic there.
I don't care. We can hear him. That's the best thing.
Has to be said. We are recording this live in front of an audience. The way it works is we're going to sit here and talk about stuff, and people are welcome to call in. Now, I can never remember the number. Luckily, we have this.
0203-286-6370.
That, oh,
and
0203-286-6370.
And people Skype in and we go, hello, caller, you're welcome to the rabbit hole. It's calling from a different number. It's good evening, caller. What is your name and what is your... I'm sorry, the rabbit hole is closed at the moment. Leave your name and message after the beep. After it, you twat! Beep!
Hi, this is Gwenio Legend Alan Canick here from my bedroom in Birmingham.
And hopefully, we get calls that are better than that.
Who was that anyway?
I don't know. You can watch us on Periscope. We're here. You can call in on whatever that number was. You can also Skype in on Hey Rabbit Hole Show. And we kind of sit here and we chat and we'll talk about bits and pieces and we've got answer phone messages that we'll play. And people will, you know, sometimes they join us and sometimes they don't. Let's try this one. Hello, caller, you're down the rabbit hole.
Oh, hello, is that the rabbit hole?
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, great, I'll jump on Skype so that I can show you my penis, thank you.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I think we've already seen it.
Do you want to, episode two?
Yeah, we saw all the penises in episode two.
It was, I was trying to hope we'd stay above the waist.
Well.
And 10 minutes in, 10 minutes in for you, dear listener, an hour and 10 minutes in for the audience, we are already broaching the subject of wangers.
Yeah.
What do your kids think you do?
Nothing to do with wangers.
No. What do they think you do when you go, when Mummy goes out on a Sunday evening?
Well, they... I don't know. I think they think I'm a singer. I might have told them that. I mean, how else do you explain this?
Really? They think you're a singer?
Yeah, yeah, pop star.
Really?
Yeah, just on the weekends when I can squeeze it in.
At various points, if anyone in the audience who is here listening to us live, if any point you want to jump in, we have an extendable microphone and we will bring the microphone to you. If at any point you feel you want to say something that's relevant or irrelevant, just whack your hand up. I hit something there, dear listener. Whack your hand up or shout out or, you know, whatever. And we will come over and we will speak to you. One thing I did want to say, last night I had a migraine, okay? It was awful, that goes without, you know. But I was watching a program last night as the migraine was developing. Now, normally, when it comes, I get the first flash of you know, literally blinding light and pain. I go, right, that's it. I have to expose my testicles when I get a migraine.
Whoa,
no.
Whoa.
No. I do. I don't have to.
Hang on. You got a migraine at work once.
I tell you what, when I worked at a local radio station, I got a migraine there, right? It was a weekend, so there was hardly anyone in. But I kind of went off the radar, right? And I didn't phone. I sort of disappeared for a few hours. So my wife phoned up to say, where's Ian? I'm a bit worried about him. And there was a woman who worked there. I didn't know her very well.
Gail.
And she came and found me, and I was a stripped down to my pants.
Did you have a nut out?
No, I didn't. But I tell you what, and this is actually true, and this is good advice for anybody who suffers with crippling migraines, is it's the coolness.
Wow.
Right? Your body, a man's body, is heated from his testicles. This is all true. This is all, I'm not even, men will know, this is all actual science. A man's body is heated from his testicles. If you cool the testicles, you cool the man.
Really?
And that is absolutely true. So what I normally do is when I get a migraine is I strip off.
And you dunk your testicles in ice?
No.
You should try that.
A cold flannel on my balls.
Wow.
So if you ever find me with a migraine, you know what you need to do.
I pray to God that never happens.
There's a hand has gone up. Yes, sir.
Is a migraine heat-based?
Is a migraine heat-based is the question.
I don't have a medical degree. Neither do you.
Well, I did have one.
Well, you got banned from the course, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was a misunderstanding.
It was. I thought that it was a cadaver. My father-in-law is a surgeon, and quite early on in our relationship, I said, the first thing I always ask doctors, not the first thing, if I'm ill and I'm going to a doctor, I ask them if they can help me. But I always ask a doctor, can you perform an emergency tracheotomy?
Oh, yeah.
That's where you get...
With a biro.
I can do that. If anyone stops breathing tonight, I can do it. I need a biro, I need a bic.
So for God's sake, keep moving, because if anyone's still...
But I also ask him, have you ever chopped anyone open? And what?
I don't think they call it chopping them open.
Well, I don't, you know. And he said, yes, that within the first week, they get a cadaver. And they have this cadaver for like 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have to saw the head open of a human being. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Very messy.
I would love that. But I was watching this programme last night, and even though I was getting a migraine, and I did strip off and I did open the back door,
is that a euphemism?
Well,
that's
funny,
the other cooling area.
That's coming up later. It is. But this program last night was so good that the only ever time I've done this, when I've been watching a program that was so good while I had a migraine, knowing that watching it would make the migraine ultimately millions of times worse, was... when I was 13 and I was watching The Knight Rider on my black and white portable. And I remember I was puking up, but I couldn't stop watching The Knight Rider. And it was the same with this thing last night. It was brilliant. I thought it would be rubbish. Has anyone seen it? Michael Bolton's Super Sexy Valentine special.
Oh, my God.
Has anyone seen it on Netflix? It is the funniest thing. I was in absolute hysterics about this. The plot of the story is a story to... It's so funny. Is that Santa Claus goes to Michael Bolton... The elves have made too many toys. They've made 75,000 more toys than they need to. And Michael Bolton pulls out a gun and goes, "Do you want me to kill them?" And he says, "No, no, no. We need 75,000 more babies. Can you do a really sexy, romantic special so that everyone starts making babies?" And that's the premise for it.
And they do it like a phone, like a
telethon.
A telethon, that's what they call it, isn't it? And they've got all these celebrities taking the phone calls.
And it is the funniest thing. And there's a bit where these two people are singing, right, about sex. It's a really rude song. And Michael Bolton's watching it and getting really into it. Then there's one bit, he gets really angry. He goes, "Hey, you guys, you sang about pubes twice." It's the funniest thing, man. And I was watching that and then I threw up afterwards.
Oh, I watched it and didn't throw up.
It wasn't because of...
because of the pubes.
It wasn't because of that. We missed a call. Let's give this gentleman a phone call. This guy has called in.
It's called David Cameron.
No, he's not. No, he's, that's fake news. Former BBC, isn't it? You see.
Emphasis on the former.
Former BBC. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing homework.
You look about 50. Gosh, that feels uncomfortable after our previous conversation.
We've made a house.
You've made a house?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Out of cardboard.
Yeah. Of course. Well, I wasn't expecting.
It's not very good in the wet. Not very good in the rain.
No. Well, did the pigs make a cardboard house?
No. And that probably wouldn't have worked either.
It would have been awful.
So why the house project?
Well, how work for a 7-year-old? It's we're a mess here.
Listen, we missed your call. It's David, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Hey, David, what did you call in for, man?
My daughter's quite excited. She told me to. And she's 7 years old. She's got to be obeyed.
Oh, God. She can't listen to this. It's been very...
I know, absolutely. I've been filtering it very carefully. Well,
you've not been watching it live, have you? That's not...
Calm down, darling. Calm down.
Calm down.
She's turned into a complete monster. We've finished our task now, anyway. So.
Oh, bless her. It sounds like you're having a fun evening.
If you'd done this in video, you would have actually seen a picture of the house.
Oh. Well, send us a picture of the house, David. We'd love to see it.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
I'm looking for some property, so this could be right up my strata.
It's compact and bijou, sir. Compact and bijou.
All right, David. Listen, it feels like a tantrum's coming on, so I'm going to let you go.
It's kicking off.
I'm going to let you go. Oh, she sounded delightful.
They always do from a distance.
I wasn't saying that with an edge. She sounded absolutely delightful.
Yeah, but you could tell the homework was over.
Well, yes, that was not. Now, listen, one of the things, you can call up the telephone number anytime that you want, and the telephone number is Catherine.
I haven't got a bloody clue.
I don't know what the phone number is.
I don't think the song helps.
No, it's 0203 286 6370 if you're watching us on the Periscope. You can call up anytime, though, and leave answer phone messages.
And people do, like, every time of the day or night.
People do leave answer phone messages, and I thought we could play some of these. Here's one. I mean, this... Someone left two messages that were 9 minutes long.
Was it my mum?
I don't... It was... They were describing their journey to work.
Oh. It was 80, in real time?
In real time. Well, they were doing it.
Oh, gosh.
So I didn't play it. But some of them... Well, this is one of my favourites.
Okay.
This is the edited version.
Is this actual Paul Simon?
Does a fade out as well.
He's backing away from
me. I mean, well, no.
It's over.
Doesn't necessarily warrant applause.
Oh, I think so. I mean, he was doing Paul Simon and Ladysmith Black Bambasso there.
Hold up. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We had a phone call from this person here. Let's give this a little person. Well, the great thing about doing it with Skype is I can see when we've missed people, and we can kind of call them back if we want. And see, JC, we're calling.
Busy.
Well, it's Sunday. That was quick, wasn't it?
Very good.
Write that down. We'll use it on the radio. Hello?
Good morning.
Oh.
Oh, hang on a minute. Now, okay, Catherine, you deal with this. You deal with this customer.
Is it good morning or is it good day?
It's good day, mate, from sunny Australia.
Hooray! So what brings you to this hellhole in London by the miracle of Skype, JC?
Well, what it is, it's a friend, a member by the name of Spencer Howson, who used to be a minor radio celebrity here in Australia. Oh. Actually, he was quite a major radio celebrity. And good morning, Spencer. I'm sure you're listening. And he suggested I give you blokes a chat because it's a fairly good program, he tells me.
You say he used to be. Did he get the sack?
No. Greener pastures, I believe.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's put on his Twitter bio that something else is going to happen, but it's all top secret at the moment.
Oh. So tell us about you. Whereabouts do you live in Australia?
Okay, I live in a little place called Boona, which is a little farming community in Queensland. It's not far from the Gold Coast. It's the sort of the Gold Coast hinterland. You've probably heard of the Gold Coast. It's slightly warmer than it is in London. And I actually had the pleasure of spending some time over in your fair country a few weeks back. Actually, over Christmas, I stayed in Yeadon near Leeds.
Oh, and I'm sorry. how was that?
What I couldn't work out, the English language is called English.
Yes.
But you don't bloody speak English. It's all these weird words.
Hang on a minute. You live in a place called Boona, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's right.
What were the weird words you need some help with, Julian?
Well, out and out, okay? I was at a pub and all these blokes were saying, talking about out and out, and I thought they were saying shout, and I was shouting every prick in the pub. Oh, the corporal. Everyone was going, and out, and I thought, crikey, that bloke wants another beer. And, you know, you've got to buy one of them big schooner things, and there's all sorts of, and it's all bloody warm, the beer anyway, it's not worth drinking. It's like, well, I won't say what it's like.
Is he just phoning us up to slag off Great Britain?
It sounds like he had a hell of a time.
Bloody hell, we've been...
no, If I find a slag off Great Britain, I'd talk about Hull, but I better not go there.
Hull is the culture capital of Europe for this year.
I see that, but I tell you what, I was there last year. Things must have changed dramatically.
But I mean, go on.
I think the only reason you'd go to Hull, which we did to catch the ferry to Amsterdam, to do a little bit of passive smoking.
But you talk about Hull and our language and stuff. I mean, Australia's a shithole, isn't it?
Have you been to Australia?
I was in Australia for 6 days, yes.
Well, wouldn't even seen anything. Come over to Australia and I'll show you the real sights, mate.
The shitting sights?
What can we see in Boona? Right.
Your bloody deaf is as well as illiterate over there, are you?
What a burn.
Julian's my kind of caller. This is what we want, callers with balls.
Julian, tell us...
You're flaming galah.
Tell us about Boona. What's to see there?
Boona's a curry.
So farm country. Absolutely beautiful. Male cattle country, and a few sheep, and we grow, make hay as well. But
do you do that while the sun shines?
Yes, we do. Because the sun actually shines in Australia, unlike Great Britain, where it's all
miserable.
Unbelievable. Yet you chose to spend your Christmas in Great Britain.
Yeah, family reasons. That's the only reason.
Okie dokie. Well.
The other thing that really let me down, we spent all the bloody money going to Great Britain. So you go to Great Britain expecting a white Christmas, and all you get is a bloody bleak, wet, pissy down rain Christmas. Where's the snow?
Oh, sorry.
I thought we were supposed to be the whinging poms.
We seem to have lost that call.
Oh, bye-bye, Australia.
I mean, yes, Britain is rubbish. I mean, I can't argue with that, but I'm not going to have an Australian tell me that, for crying out loud. I have been to Australia. I went to Australia for the ITV2 spin-off show of I'm a Celebrity.
All right.
And I was there for 6 days, but we were stuck in the middle of nowhere. It was me and... Gemma from, is it Towie? Is she in Towie or Chelsea?
Yeah.
Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
God, I got on all right with Gemma. It was all right. They loads of pictures of her sitting around the pool got leaked. But none of me got leaked.
Funny that.
And I was around that pool every single day. It was unbelievable.
She was on the phone, wasn't she, to the photographers?
Oh, is that how
they
do it?
Yeah, that's the way it works.
That's how they do it. But I went to... Well, hang on a second. We've got a phone call. Hello, you're down the rabbit hole.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
And this is our first video call of the evening, dear listeners. Give him a round of applause. Yay! How you doing, man? You all right?
Hi, Grant. Can't grumble. I'm up north in Newcastle, where it is miserable weather-wise, but
stuff. We just had an Australian banging on about how miserable it is.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I'm made of sterner stuff than short-wearing Antipodeans.
Yeah, but I noticed that uncharacteristically you've got a coat on.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm soft as Clark, me.
They do that in you. He's got a fag on as well, dear listener. You'll be
sorry. I'm okay.
No, enjoy. I'm not enjoy it. I do think many years ago on a radio show I did, we had a fag break where because everyone was having a go. So I'd stopped smoking by then, but we'd have a fag break and we'd just say, right, we're not going to do anything for 5 minutes. If you want to nip out and have a cheeky fag, cheeky bifter, not bifter. Well, if you want, whatever floats your boat, guys. Come on, it's 2017. Relax, live a little. Why have you called in, Paul?
It's a query, a question, a quandary.
Beautiful.
Would you rather have a 50-foot tall...
Oh.
Or 51-foot tall... the only condition being is whichever one you choose, you are responsible for them ultimately. So whatever havoc they wreak, it comes to your doorstep.
Um,
That's Hobson's choice, isn't it, really?
It is. I mean, neither's best. I think maybe small might be the way.
Yeah,
you can contain them a bit easier than a great big...
You could have them in like a big chicken shed somewhere out in the Cotswolds or something.
Yeah. Well, what made you think of that, Paul?
I just read like 2 intolerant comments from each of them in one day, and I just thought, how could they be any worse as people? And then I thought, either 50 foot tall or 1 foot tall, and many of them.
I tell you what we're going to do. If this gets, because not all of this gets included in the podcast, if this stays in the podcast, let's bleep their names out so that they don't get any more publicity.
Exactly. I've got a really good idea of what you can do with a small... You line them all up and play bowling.
There we go. That's what you can do. That's what you can do. We've had some more. We had loads of answer phone messages. Thank you to everyone who left their answer phone messages. Let's play this one. This is a good one. Hang on.
What's your most traumatic thing that happened to you this week?
Oh.
Mine is seeing Catherine's Twitter penis.
Yeah.
I'm still stunned.
Explain the Twitter penis.
Right. Okay. The tweenus.
The tweenus. There's something between us.
I've not been feeling very well, and it's that kind of cold where it's all right until you lie down, and then when you lie down, you can't really breathe. And so anyway, I couldn't sleep. So I decided to get up and have a chat with people on Twitter. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? So I whacked up that I was having a cup of tea, you know, rather being in bed. And all of a sudden, I had an approach. Now, when I was growing up, it was a man you never met before giving you flowers, wasn't it? Well, this time around, it was a man I didn't know from Adam showing me his willy. And it seemed like he was, like, trying to ring it to life or something because he was very... I mean, he was kind of surprised that I wasn't into it. And when I retweeted it saying, how romantic, he carried on. And I got sent, you know, message after message. And
you complained to Twitter?
In the end, I complained to Twitter.
And those guys must have sorted that out.
No, they said he hadn't breached any guidelines.
Yeah.
He'd breached his pants and our eyes.
Well, that doesn't... When I years ago, I had someone threatening to kill my kids on Twitter. And I reported it and they went, yeah, it's not breaching any guidelines.
What do you have to do?
What the fuck?
What do you have to do?
He was
using someone else's picture. I don't believe it was his willy. That wasn't what I was complaining about.
Can I tell you my traumatic thing? This is the last lavatorial thing we're going to do tonight.
No,
right?
It's not.
And this happened last night, and I'm ashamed of it. I've only told my mate Scott the full details. I will not share the full details this evening. But I've been struggling really badly with a broken heart. No, with heartburn and with indigestion. Of course, many of you will know, medically, I cannot burp.
No sphincter.
Got no sphincter in my throat, and that's actually a true thing. It's you Google it. Don't Google, has Ian Lee got a sphincter in his throat?
Although it's probably on there by now. You go on about it.
I've just got Siri to work on my phone. I'm the last person to get Siri to work. And I would have asked it that. So I've been using Andrew's liver salts, right? Andrew's liver salts, incredible.
Which is proper old school.
Proper old school, right? And you take a level teaspoon, you mix it in some water, you stir it up, boom, do that once every 4 hours, and it either makes you burp or it just gets rid of that. Beautiful. Last night, with the migraine, watching the thing, and I had this terrible indigestion, this heartburn. I thought, right, I'm really going to go to town with the Andrew's liver salts. So I had a heaped teaspoon. Right, it wasn't leather, it was heaped. I like a good heaped teaspoon. I never used this stuff before. Put it in, stirred it up, and I caned it. And an hour later, I felt very queer. Felt very, very queer. And does anyone know where this is going?
I think we all know where it's going.
I shat the bed last night.
No! Oh, God, I didn't think of... Oh.
I'm holding back some of the details, sir. I'm holding back some of the details.
God.
It's the second time as an adult I've done that. I did it. Based on a true story.
I don't know what to say to you. I don't want to look at you. Why are you telling these people this? They've come for a night out.
The reason I'm doing this is as a public service, right? You know, you've got mates who in the 80s were banging on, 90s were banging on about how good ecstasy was, banging on about it. Then you see them 5 years later and they're like,
I still love goody.
And I was the same with Andrew's liver salts. I was banging on about it. Except mine didn't happen over 5-10 years. It happened over 2 days.
Wow, the journey.
And I emailed some of the listeners. Catherine, you may want to get ready to...
Yeah, let's take this out.
To take this out on the street. I did email you, dear audience, some of your things. So I've asked you, what was the most traumatic thing that's happened to you this week?
Kevin, go on, tell us. What was Kevin's thing?
Do I have to?
Yes.
On Valentine's Day, I work in a coffee shop and I decided to ask a customer out by writing on their coffee cup, fancy a tea, leave my number.
Fancy a tea in a coffee shop?
She had tea. She comes in every day and she has tea.
Okay.
And I gave her the cup. It was facing me. She went and sat down and I sort of hid in the back for ages. And 8:30 that night, I got a text saying it was really sweet for you to leave your number and everything, but unfortunately I got married last year, so that backfired. She's been back in so every day.
And have you spoken to her about it?
Not about it, just been nice.
Oh man, that is
I've done it now, so
well done for doing it. Well done. Round of applause for doing it.
Well, hang on. I mean, is it well done? We can take a poll of this. Is it?
Oh.
Is it stalky?
Right.
Or is it romantic? Let's hear romantic. Yay! Who thinks he's a stalker?
It okay. is in the 80s. In an 80s, if he was Kevin Bacon in the 80s, romantic.
I think it's cute.
A guy working in a shop in 2017, it's stalking. Yeah. So, you know, it's all about context.
No,
I think it's a nice... It's a nice thing to do. Well, Catherine, what a pleasure it's been.
Well...
Why did I sound sarcastic then? I mean, that really... That came across as arch and mean, and I didn't mean it. Genuinely, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, I could do it too.
No, but I'm not trying to do it.
Okay.
So it's just natural, which means it's subconscious.
Yeah.
Freudian slip.
Say goodbye to the nice people.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Don't forget, we record these in front of a live audience. If you want to be part of it, you need to go to
www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee.
And we'll see you down the rabbit hole.
It's an Alex Zaki production.
Me like you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.